Nygaard honed her craft as a salaried Music Row staff songwriter in Nashville, and her last CD, Let the Storm Roll In, this is amazing, rose to the coveted number one position on the Cashbox Roots Country chart. Yeah, she just won the Tumbleweed Music Festival songwriting competition this last Labor Day with the title cut of her about-to-be-released album, Lucky Girl. And let's stop talking about her and listen to her. Ladies and gentlemen, Claudia Nygaard.
My great-great-great-granddaddy on my mama's father's side went rowing down the Norway coast with four friends and his bride when a big storm came around and all his four friends drowned. And there wouldn't be a me but when he rose up from the sea to gasp for air. Why, he had great-great-great-grandmama by the hair. On my mama's side, homesteaded North Dakota back in 1885. He built a house of earth where his wife gave birth, then diphtheria hit town and took four of their kids down. The ground was froze. He couldn't bury them till springtime flowers rose. Lucky I'm still here. I complain about the driving, and you know that that's just wrong. When I get to where I'm going, I get paid for singing songs. I complain about no boyfriend when I'm loved around the world. Oh, the truth is I'm a lucky, 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 lucky girl. Then there's my grandmother on my father's side, married to a man who drank, she had to leave behind. She raised her kids alone, worked her fingers to the bone, washing other people's floors. She was so damn poor, that's what she do. When you got kids and all they got is you. When I get to where I'm going, I get paid for singing songs. I complain about no boyfriend when I'm loved around the world. Yeah, the truth is I'm a lucky, 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 lucky girl. Yeah, the truth is I'm a lucky, 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 lucky girl. That's the song that I won Tumbleweed with, and all three of those verses are true stories from my family. I discovered that after I finally got around to going through that cardboard box my mom had left me named Family Tree. So if you're a songwriter and you have a box like that, it's time to open it. Of your eyes, know how to wrestle with the devil. If I let you think that that's what my life is like, that would be really misrepresentational. So I'm going to play you this one. This is a little closer to what it's like. I wrote this after I'd been having a glass of wine with a girlfriend, and I'd been telling her about how I'd recently gotten my heart broke. Dumped, actually, is what happened. I got dumped. And she said... Okay, I'd been telling her about other guys that I had known. I'm out living boyfriends left and right. So, you know, they say that living well is the best revenge. Just living when you get to a certain age. They're dropping like flies, but not on my watch. Anyway, I was having a glass of wine with this girlfriend, and I was telling her about this latest guy that had broke up with, and she said, "Was that the one that died?" And I said, "No, he's still alive." And then I thought, there's a song in that, so I wrote it. I wonder if I'll miss you when you're dead, like I miss those other guys. And think of only sweet things that you said, and forget about the lies. I wonder if I'll see your face when I turn out. Remember how you pulled me close and held me tight. I wonder if I'll miss you when you're dead. Too bad I can't find out tonight. I wonder if you're aging gracefully, or have your teeth divorced your head. your hair follicles and me. We hung around a while, then fled. I wonder if that girl you're with will finally see the light. Maybe just get the hell out of my sight. She's found someone else she wants instead. Too bad I can't find out tonight. I'd be there at your grave as the preacher laments the soul he couldn't save. I wonder if with time I just won't care, 'cause I'll have found somebody new who makes me want to buy new underwear and forget all about you. Forget the way we danced up on that roof by candlelight. How mangled would your body look when pushed from such a height? And would you cry my name out in midair? Too bad I can't find out tonight. I'd be there at your grave as the preacher laments the soul he couldn't save. At my house in an hour. I wonder if I'll miss you when you're dead. Too bad I can't find out tonight. Thank you. Well, this next song I wrote after I'd been in Norway. I'm 87% Norwegian, according to Ancestry.com, which was a huge disappointment for me because I thought I was 100%. But, you know, the Vikings, they did that whole rape and pillage thing in the British Isles, and so there's a little of that in there, I guess, somewhere. But anyway, I'd been over there, and I'd met some relatives, that long-distance relatives, and one of the older ladies said that she wasn't surprised I was a singer because the last time she saw my great-grandmother, she was singing. And I said, really? I said, where was she singing? What was she singing? I'm thinking she was singing in some concert hall, you know. And she said she was standing on the bow of a ship getting ready to sail to America, and with tears streaming down her face. She was singing a song in Norwegian that roughly translates to, as long as we hold Jesus in our hearts, we'll never really be apart. And it made me start thinking about the guts that it took for people to come to this country. I mean, not knowing the language. Yeah. Not knowing our culture, not knowing our language, not knowing, leaving behind family, friends, every familiar thing in their life, including their language and their values, and coming here and taking a shot at America. I think the reason we have been the greatest nation in this country is because that's the kind of people that came here. And I don't think we should be shutting the door to some woman who drives 1,000 miles with her kid to get here. We had names like Sean and Colleen when we reached the harbor, as quick-toeing cast five with a twinkle in our. We planted potatoes and rolled up our sleeves, washed clothes.
and built factories and hung on to a dream that wouldn't die. And we had names like Katrina and Ole when we crossed the prairie. We were strong and stern and no stranger to the wind and the snow. And that old blue northern, she blew and she blew. But we pulled our coats tight and said we're tougher than you. We'll hang on, no matter how hard you blow. We've got a big country that holds so many dreams. A big country and more in common than it seems. We all love and hope and know what freedom means. We share a big country. We had names like Wananoia when we crossed the river. With a dream of manana in a place where the corn could grow. We took the jobs with the smallest pay, the only ones a gringo would give away. And hung on to a dream that grew so slow. We had names like Rachel and Ruben and Yoko and Lee. Sitting Bull and Sacagawea, Mohammed and Fatima. And we are every color and faith underneath the sun. But somehow we've all come together as one. And if we can make it work in the USA, we've got a big country that holds so many dreams. A big country and more in common than it seems. We all love and hope and know what freedom means. We all love and hope and know what freedom means.
Conflicted now. I've got time for one more song. And I've made a change in my life. I used to be a really nice person. And lately I've decided that I'm at an age where I can be whoever I want. So I'm not writing quite exactly the same way. And this is a song off my new album. I'm the only woman I know of my age and in folk music who had to go in and fix a line in her song because she wasn't FCC compliant. Okay, you want to hear the fix or you want to hear the original?
Original!
That's my audience. I knew it. Anyway, I did have to go in right before I flew out here and fix one word so that I could have a radio version on CD, but they're both going to be on the CD. They're both on the CD. The CD is done. By the way, I do have download cards of it. I don't have the CD made yet, but I have download cards. And this is that song. I never end a set with a song like this, just for those of you who are venues. But I never do 25-minute sets either. I need to tell you something, she said to the stone. may not be here anymore, but is something you should own. And I said, stop, you should have stopped. Hell, I was underage. But you forced yourself on me anyway. Still, I kept your secret, and I shouldered the blame. Like what you did was my fault. Damn, I hung my head in shame. You might be 6 feet under, but it's not too late. I showed up here because we've got one last date. And I'm drinking beer the way we did that night. Confess I'm getting pretty tight. And this is unlike me. No, it's not how I behave. Leaning on your headstone, kissing on your grave. Should have found you long ago when you were still around. You're a lot less scary when you're underground. You took away my honor and my trust in men, but tonight I'll get them back again. I'm drinking beer the way we did that night. Leaning on your headstone, pissing on your grave. Leaning on your headstone, and pissing on your grave.
Thank you.